When Lois Gibbs' children got sick and didn't get better, she worried. But when she found out her neighbors had the same problems, along with miscarriages and birth defects, she began investigating. Along with a local newspaper, Gibbs found out that 20,000 tons of toxic chemicals were buried in the nearby Love Canal. A two-year fight relocated more than 400 families. Today, she says her own family is healthy again.
Although we do walk around with sort of this little black cloud, so every time we go for a physical, we sort of hold our breath and wait to see what the results are, because cancer takes anywhere from 15 to 25 years to evolve.
Her fight against reluctant government agencies led to Superfund legislation in 1980. Now she heads the Citizens for Health, Environment, and Justice, which helps communities deal with hazardous waste.
Who are looking to say, I have a problem, or we think there's a problem, and how can we collectively begin to educate America about these problems and change the way that we're regulating chemicals and way people are being exposed to chemicals involuntarily where it's not necessary.
Gibbs says Superfund is working, but it isn't cleaning up as many places as it should, nor is it cleaning areas as completely. She says Superfund needs an infusion of money.
That is one of the efforts that we're moving forward this spring, is to try and get Superfund refinanced through the chemical industry. The polluters should pay for this mess out there, not the American taxpayers.
Gibbs says we've cleaned up obvious places of pollution, such as air and water, but buried toxins remain out of sight, out of mind, but not out of danger. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.